poll, Ken Paxton crushing John Cornyn in GOP runoff, leads amongst whites, Latinos, and young voters. By Olivia Rondo on April 17, 2026. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading Senator John Cornyn, RTX, on virtually all fronts in the upcoming GOP Senate primary runoff, with a new survey showing him in an 8-point lead over the incumbent and also sweeping amongst Latino voters, young voters, and Trump-aligned voters. A nonpartisan Texas Public Opinion Research TPOR poll of 1,225 likely Republican runoff voters published Friday indicated that Paxton has 48% of the vote, Cornyn has 40, and 11% remain undecided. The survey, conducted on April 6 and 7, also found that Paxton is 18 points ahead with Latino voters, 5 points ahead with white voters, and is dominating the 18-34-year-old demographic with a whopping 69-point lead. Cornyn has a narrow 2-point lead amongst voters aged 65 and older. While President Donald Trump has yet to endorse a candidate in the race despite announcing in March that he would, the TPOR survey's findings suggest that his pick for the Senate seat is not the metaphorical silver bullet in this race. Just under half of respondents, 49%, said a presidential endorsement would influence their vote. But the same number said it would not, with 33% saying it would have no influence at all. If Trump did endorse Cornyn, the poll still showed Paxton winning with 45% to 42%. With a Trump endorsement of Paxton, he would win with 55% to 35%. Among Cornyn supporters, a Trump endorsement actually causes 25% to say they would be much less likely to vote for him, a stark indicator of Cornyn's ideological support base. Illustrating those figures is the finding that 58% of Republican voters see Paxton as more aligned with Trump's Make America Great Again mission, with just 22% answering that Cornyn is. On general political philosophy, 74% of GOP voters described Paxton as conservative, with just 49% saying the same about Cornyn, and 24% describing him as liberal, and 25% calling him a Reno, or Republican in name only. Voters also believe that Paxton is more likely to beat Texas state legislator James Tallarico, the Democrat candidate in the general election. Further illuminating Cornyn's voter base is the staggering 24% of them who answered they would likely vote for Tallarico if Paxton becomes the Republican nominee, with just 10% of Paxton supporters reporting the same if Cornyn prevails. The TPOR survey reflects trends revealed in a March Quantas Insights poll that found that Paxton was leading Cornyn 48.8% to 41.3%, with 9.9% undecided. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.